Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight's shout out goes to 11-year-old listener Raina, who used to struggle with sleep, but says she now falls asleep each time she listens to Sleep Wave by halfway through the episode. We hope you love the first half of this one, Raina. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With SleepWave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are times in life that create high levels of stress. Perhaps you've been there. Those times when you feel off balance, have a hard time sleeping, feel like you have no appetite at all or too much of one. These times of acute stress can wreak havoc on the body. When we get challenging news about a loved one, a scary diagnosis, a breakup, a job loss, there are just those occasions when it feels like this is the only way to respond. I've been there myself, where sleeping or eating feel impossible and sitting still even more so. I've been in full fight or flight mode, and I could feel how detrimental it was to my health, mentally and physically. Fight or flight is a mode built into us for survival. But sometimes we can get stuck there and can respond in a fight or flight sort of way to everyday things. This used to happen to me often when I was an actress in LA and I had an agent who would call, text, and email me almost simultaneously to let me know I had an audition. There was such urgency and stress around it just from my phone going off as if there were an emergency. It was not an emergency. It was an audition. Do you find yourself in fight or flight anxiety over small things? If so, you're not alone. But it is a wise thing to find ways to downregulate and find grounding and calm. I happened to be listening to a podcast, and the meditation researcher Joe Dispenza was being interviewed, and he talked about breathing into your heart to bring grounding. I was sitting in my car at the grocery store parking lot at the time, and I did just that. I was having a really challenging week and felt like I was far too stressed, so I put a hand on my heart and breathed in and out right there for 5 minutes or so. To my utter surprise, I felt a subtle but undeniable sense of safety come over me. I felt like I could breathe fully for the first time in days. I encourage you to try this simple heart-breathing exercise anytime at all to bring greater peace to your days. I especially love focusing on my heart during meditation. Tonight, we are going to meditate on why we sometimes get stuck in fight or flight mode and what we can do to gently, consistently break that cycle. Your mental and physical health will benefit. So, get comfortable as we go on a soothing meditation journey together to Regulating Your Stress by Billy Gill. Walter Bradford Cannon first coined the term fight-or-flight response in the early 20th century. In 1915, he published his book, Bodily Changes in Pain, Hunger, Fear, and Rage. He developed the theory of homeostasis. This is the condition of optimal functioning for an organism and includes many variables, such as body temperature and blood sugar levels being kept within certain limits. Homeostasis is brought about by a natural resistance to change when already in optimal conditions. Dr. Cannon advocated strongly for the idea that the body and the mind are inseparable and function as a unit in an organism, because he believed that our systems required certain mechanisms to maintain homeostasis. He presented the steady state principle that any tendency towards change automatically meets with factors that resist change. An example occurs when an increase in blood sugar results in thirst as the body attempts to dilute the concentration of sugar in the body fluids. Homeostasis doesn't occur by chance, but is the result of self-government. He also developed a theory called the Cannon-Bard theory that explains how and why we don't have to express an emotion in order to have a physiological response to it. This means that, under the surface, when you meet with a certain emotional stimulus, your body will be processing that emotional stimulus in various ways, whether or not you know that you are consciously aware of your emotion. According to this theory of emotion, the thalamus, a part of the brain that bypasses our conscious awareness, is largely responsible for the physiological changes that emotions produce in order to maintain homeostasis. In tonight's sleep meditation, we will explore the implications of these ideas put forth for the first time a century ago, but that have been a part of the human experience since the dawn of time. The emotions have co-evolved in the human brain with the same structures that help us regulate blood sugar, fluid balance, and body temperature. Our emotions are the physiological response to psychological impulses. Thoughts, in a very demonstrable way, can affect our organs and tissues and body fluids. When we understand this truly, the importance of emotional regulation is clearly as important as maintaining our physical health. Yet many people consider emotions to be superfluous and something that should be eliminated from decision-making or social interactions. The exact opposite is true. They are crucial aspects of the human experience. Recognizing, understanding, and effectively managing one's own emotions and the emotions of others can improve the health of your body and that of your relationships as well. The body and the mind are a unit. As you find a comfortable position in bed, allow yourself plenty of time to become calm and steady. Inhale deeply through your nose. And as you exhale through your mouth, recognize that you have just altered your blood chemistry in a subtle way. Breathing is one of the important ways the body maintains homeostasis. If the blood is too acidic, for example, respiration is one mechanism for regulating the pH of your bloodstream. On an emotional level, the exhale can help us release more than carbon dioxide. We can also let go of other accumulations, broadly known as stressors. A stressor is anything that stimulates the body to a fight-or-flight response. Remember that the fight-or-flight response, in itself, is really just your body attempting to keep your system within those normal limits of homeostasis. In the fight-or-flight response, signals from your hypothalamus, a very deep and primitive part of the brain, cause the adrenal glands to release epinephrine, also called adrenaline, a hormone that produces a variety of physiological responses, all of which prepare an organism to deal with an emergency. Some emergencies come from damage to the tissues of the body, and some of them come from psychological stressors. The body doesn't make much distinction between the two types of emergencies. It's really just trying to return to homeostasis all the time. Allow your body to settle into the softness of your bed. As you begin to drift into a state of relaxation, let your attention turn inward, focusing on the rhythmic flow of your breath. As you inhale, acknowledge the life-giving force that breath brings into your body. Recognize that each breath is a dance between your body and the world, an intricate exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. Your breath is a symbol of homeostasis, the delicate balance that your body maintains to ensure its well-being. Imagine a beautiful green forest within, where every breath is a gentle breeze that sweeps through the trees. Each inhalation carries with it a sense of calm, and each exhale releases any lingering tension or stress. Our breath is always in communication with our environment. It is uniquely important for helping us to regulate the harmony and balance between our internal environment and our external environment. In moments of challenge, your breath becomes a steady anchor. A reminder that within you, a symphony of physiological processes is working seamlessly to maintain balance. With each breath, feel the natural ebb and flow of this harmonious dance within. Follow the gentle rise and fall of your belly as you breathe. The belly grows more and more relaxed as you surrender to the gentle rhythm of your breath. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Now, bring your awareness to the present moment as you absorb the beauty and calm of this serene forest within. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your belly with each breath, a testament to the continuous exchange between your inner and outer world. Sense the soothing energy of homeostasis enveloping you, creating a cocoon of tranquility. Trust your body to guide you back to this optimal and steady state of equilibrium. Trust your emotions to guide you as well. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue on at your own pace. As you breathe, imagine a warm, soothing light surrounding your emotional landscape. This light represents your emotional intelligence, a guiding force that allows you to navigate and understand your emotions with wisdom and compassion. Acknowledge any and all emotions that appear to your awareness without judgment. Visualize these emotions as the vibrant colors of the forest. Each has its own character and purpose. These colors are an intrinsic part of the forest, just as your emotions are an intrinsic part of you. Allow the colors to flourish in this forest and embrace them as the various emotional variations, the myriad shades, and the intricate tapestry of your emotional life. Emotional regulation involves the conscious and adaptive management of one's emotions. Meditation is one of the important ways we can do this. Meditation has been shown to have an effect on the hypothalamus and the adrenal glands, reducing the secretion of the hormones that induce the fight or flight response. As the Cannon-Bard theory demonstrates, suppressing the expression of emotions doesn't really stop the emotion from having its effect on the body. Suppression can't disrupt the fight or flight response, but meditation actually can. Slow, mindful breathing is a powerful tool for meditation. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. As you breathe, follow the gentle rise and fall of your belly. The belly grows more and more relaxed as you surrender to the gentle rhythm of your breath. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Continue on. From time to time, thoughts will arise, thoughts are not insubstantial. They have a direct effect on the vital processes of the body. In meditation, the practice is to allow the thoughts to come and go without holding on to them. Gradually, slowly, and systematically, you condition your brain to build new connections in response to a thought. The first step is to assume the attitude of a witness. It's as though the thoughts are something you can see floating away into the distance. A gentle breeze of your breath causes the treetops to sway in your forest. Some leaves fall from the trees and drift away on the current of your breath. Imagine these leaves are the thoughts that come to you from time to time. Just see the leaves drifting on the breeze. There is no need to hold the thoughts or become involved in the thoughts. Simply let them flow and turn and fly in the breeze. Tune into the roots of the trees, the strength and support of the trees beneath you represents the felt sense of balance and harmony. Feel the steadiness of these roots as a symbol for the calm stability of homeostasis. Develop an awareness of your whole body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. The whole body. 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 Experience your body as one whole field of awareness. Imagine your whole body enveloped in this soothing light, your emotional intelligence. Just as the thoughts can come and go, acknowledge that your emotions are also transient and can fly on the breeze of your breath as well. Appreciate the vibrant beauty of each emotion as it floats by in its brilliant dance. Maintain the attitude of a witness. This allows you to be mindful and keeps the body calm and steady as emotions come and go. You are down-regulating your fight or flight response. You are training your body and mind to become less reactive and excitable. This isn't suppression. Suppression would only mask the effects, while the underlying effects continue undeterred. This regulation of the breath, body, and mind prevents the fight-or-flight response before it needs to arise. Through meditation, we create a buffer between emotional stimuli and the fight-or-flight response. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. In this state of calm, recognize the beauty of your body's innate ability to restore and rejuvenate during sleep. As you surrender to the peaceful embrace of the night, trust that your body and mind will continue their dance of balance, maintaining homeostasis as you dream. As you drift into a restful slumber, let the awareness of your breath accompany you, a comforting reminder of the intricate unity within. Sleep peacefully, knowing that your body and mind are working in perfect harmony to ensure your well-being. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.